everybody. Welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, the only show on the internet.
The only show.
I'm your host, Kyle.
And I'm your co-host, Orion.
He is your co-host. He's the people's co-host.
I'm all yours.
He's been elected democratically by the people of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
It was unanimous. It was between him and Danny Glover. And the people have spoken. The people have spoken.
Yes.
And Danny Glover's getting too old for podcasting.
Yeah.
And Orion is still sprightly. He's a young gentleman.
Isn't it weird that I can't picture Danny Glover young? He's just always old.
I don't think he ever was.
He never was.
No. He was
always
born
fucking old.
A man. He came out of the womb saying he's getting too old for this shit.
Yeah.
God damn it, Mom. Yeah. I'm getting too old for this birth. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, off to a good start.
Mm-hmm.
Orion,
yeah,
tell me about some things.
Well, it's you remember? I swear to God, it felt like it was fucking like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and we were bitching about how hot it was, and now it's so cold.
Oh boy,
it's fucking freezing. Winter's coming. What I want to do?
What's that?
I don't think you're up for it.
Oh,
before. Every show this winter, we should take a hot shower together. Just get our thoughts out real quick. So we're not, wasting it.
Make it a bubble bath and you're on.
Right.
I don't do showers anymore. I'm too much of a pretty princess for that. All bubble baths all the time. Yeah. Every day I get up an extra hour early to run a warm bubble bath. I put my shower cap on so I don't get my precious locks wet.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to mess up my hair. And I scrub.
Mm-hmm.
With a brush.
That's good.
And then I go to work.
I like hot showers though. They kind of take you into that.
You guys should have seen the way he just looked deep into my eyes when he said that. It was fantastic.
You're sitting there and you're like, man.
If you're sitting there, you're doing it wrong.
Okay. You're standing there and you're like, man, let me think about my life. There was a fucking cartoon online about that, and I was like, yes. So if we sat in the hot shower.
What a horrible cartoon you're watching. Bullshit Moments from Ordinary Life.
Yes.
The animated series. You guys ever get in a hot shower and go, man, what am I doing with my life?
Oh, I can't wait for season two. Oh. But another thing about the cold, you ever get that that feeling of you got to take a shit, but it's a wet shit.
What does this have to do with the cold?
Well, you don't know if you can hold it, right?
Uh-huh.
Since it's been cold, when I get those feelings of like, oh, I got a wet shit coming, I really don't know when they're coming. Like,
but are you
something about
numb?
Something about like, yeah, even down by my nuts, it may be hot. But because of the cold, my balls are always real tight, and I think it affects my asshole.
All right. So the skin around your balls tightens up because of the cold,
yeah,
and that pulls on the skin of your taint, which pulls your asshole open.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So it's harder to control.
Exactly.
It's harder to clench and keep that up in there. Yeah, I see. I understand.
Speaking of which, I'll throw this out there real quick. My kid, I was changing him the other day, and it's cold out, right?
Mm-hmm.
His
nuts were all tight.
No, his balls were huge and like real baggy and shit and floppy.
Yeah.
And it was right when I pulled the diaper open to change him, and they were real big. And then they, before my eyes,
oh no,
they went and went real tight. And it was like a magic trick. I was like, oh shit. And Aldi's like, no, did he pee on you again? And I'm like, no.
No, he has magic balls.
Shriveled up. Like, girls don't get that. I don't think they stare at him long enough to understand that that can happen.
I think,
like, just watch a ball sack
I think
for a while.
When girls first come in contact with male genitalia, I think they're fascinated. Like, more so than I was when I first saw a vagina up close and personal in a sexual context.
Yeah.
I was, I guess, fascinated by it, but I didn't want to like poke it and examine it.
Oh, really?
Like that scene from Aliens where he's got the face hugger all splayed out and he's like dissecting it. Yeah. I didn't want to do that to the vagina. God. Like I wanted to poke it, but not in that way.
You didn't want her to be conscious.
I didn't want to like splay it open and ask questions.
Yeah.
I just wanted to have sex with that thing.
Okay. Okay.
But I think girls, when they first see a penis and balls,
yeah,
like it blows their mind. Maybe it's not as much of a big deal now with the internet and porn being such a big deal.
Yeah.
But like when I first had my first sexual experience, it was also my girlfriend's first sexual experience, and the internet wasn't quite as ubiquitous as it is now. And she was just dumbstruck by the whole thing. Like, mm-hmm. she's like, that's what those look like? And the balls, she I think she thought that there were two separate sacks with a ball in
each testicle, yeah.
Yeah, and she didn't expect the penis to look like it did. And she like...
She probably thought it was higher, yeah.
I remember the first time, like I... You know how you can kind of move it, mm-hmm. the dick?
Yep.
I remember the first time
I
did
with
that.
With no hands, yeah.
Yeah, and she that blew her mind. And she like kept asking me to do it. Like, do it again, do it again. And like she'd like put her hand on it and make Jesus. Me do it. Like, oh my God, I didn't know you could do that. That's amazing.
That's fucking great.
I imagine to her it was like meeting an elephant,
yeah.
you know, and like playing with its trunk or something.
Oh, God damn.
Very small elephant, but... But yeah, so I think like the balls probably like if it was a little chilly, it's warm enough, mm-hmm. but you take the pants down,
oh, yeah.
and she like touches them with a cold hand and they mm-hmm. shrink up. I could imagine that just tickling her fancy,
oh, yeah.
you know, like, oh my God, what is this magic thing down here? How does yeah. it do that?
Yeah.
It's like an octopus or something.
I yeah. think even like when I was getting hard, that fascinated girls.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they knew it happened, but just playing with it and like, I'm getting it there, and they're watching, fascinated them.
They just want to like, see
all
the
right,
mechanics
just hurry
of it.
Up, all right?
They just fiddle with it till it gets hard, and then yep. They just let it go
or
to
when
see
they,
it go back down.
Yes. Or when they like put it in their mouth, and they like to feel it get hard in their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun.
I don't know.
Way too long.
I don't know if I've actually done that one. And I yeah. Because it's already hard by the time it's going in
okay,
the mouth.
Okay.
Which is how I prefer it, to be honest.
Yeah,
because,
yeah, yeah.
man, I know we've talked about this before a long time ago, but growers and showers,
yeah.
definitely a grower.
Yes.
So, yeah. like, I would rather be hard before the pants even come off, if at all possible. Because yeah. especially if it's the first time with the girl and she yeah. doesn't know the difference, she yeah. just knows what she's seeing in front of her. Like, yeah. I don't need that. Like, I don't need her to laugh and walk away before I get it. No, wait, it gets better. Come back. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's cool.
I'm only 17. I don't know any better. Oh, yeah,
exactly.
Shit.
Like, that first time with the first girl, mm-hmm. if it had been completely flaccid when she first saw it, I guess, yeah. well, I guess since she'd never seen one, maybe she would have just been like, oh, I guess that's what size they are.
Yeah. Thank God she liked you. Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. So what were we talking about? The cold?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so cold now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually okay so far, but I know I'm going to be bitching like a little girl
oh, yeah.
pretty soon because we're getting to that time of the year.
I'm going to be coming over like, oh,
yeah.
God. Oh, you got the heat on, Kyle? Oh,
why can't
we can't afford
just
it.
Live in a paradise where mm-hmm. it's the right temperature all the time?
Yeah.
Even then, though, it would still suck because... nobody can agree. I think guys can mostly agree, but like guys and girls, there's something fundamentally wrong mm-hmm. with the female thermostat.
Yeah.
Like when I lived with you and Aldi, it was constantly, the thermostat was constantly turned up to 90 degrees
yep.
all the time. 90 degrees. Are you fucking kidding me?
Ugh.
90 degrees, a 90 degree heat outside, we would want to go inside.
Yeah.
But no, all year long, 90 degrees.
I was like, you want to go outside and smoke? Yeah, let's do it.
I don't think it's like that in Bosnia or anything. It's not like she grew up in the Sahara and yeah. like she's used to this.
God damn.
I know it's not like that in Germany
yeah.
where she spent a lot of time. I don't know. I think it's girls and I don't know why that is. Are they cold-blooded like reptiles?
Some of them are, yeah.
I think they might be reptiles. So you want to talk some more about the cold? Because every time no. I stop talking now,
okay,
you also stop talking.
I'll bring this up real quick. Aldi's back to work.
Okay.
Hooray!
Yeah, how'd that go?
Well, the big issue was, like, how's it going to be with Aldi's mom? It's so far so good.
Hasn't cooked the baby yet.
We call in, check in, and it's all good. Oh, he's napping, or, you know, he's fine, you know.
You
fussing
guys,
a little bit, but he's fine.
You guys should get one of those nanny cams that's in like a teddy bear.
I want to.
Just to see what it's like.
She constantly puts him like in his bassinet, his little bed, and mm-hmm. puts him to bed during the day. Never fucking happened. All 6 weeks, Aldi was off. So we're thinking like, Does she put it in there, then go outside and smoke and go, oh, I can't hear him. He must be sleeping. Yeah, you can't hear him because you're out fucking side, bitch. So I'm a little worried. And we came home today and she immediately like went outside to smoke in her robe. And when she came in, we noticed she went out to smoke twice. It's weird. Okay. And each time she came in, she prayed. In some way, I don't even know what religion she is.
Yeah.
Is it her own in her head? I don't know.
I've never been able to get a real straight answer out of Aldi on like Bosnian religion.
Bosnians in general are they Muslims?
Yeah. Yeah. Is her mom a Muslim? I thought she said once that her mom was a Christian.
Yeah.
I could never get a real straight answer. I wonder if maybe Aldi doesn't exactly know either.
Yeah.
Because Aldi's not really religious at all.
No.
So she probably doesn't talk religion with her mom a lot.
Not a lot. Her mom knows she doesn't believe.
No, and, I just meant like she's probably not like, hey, mom, tell me all about what you believe.
Exactly. Yeah. No idea. I don't think I want to know the answer.
But you should definitely get a nanny cam. And if anything really hilarious happens, we can put it on the YouTube. Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
But, yeah, it's been...
So far, no dead baby.
So far, so good, but I'm still worried, man.
Well, you know what? While we're on the topic of the baby, we don't normally skip around like this. We usually save this for the second half of the show, but there's some baby talk on the old Facebook today.
Hey, everybody. It's time for baby talk.
Oh, no.
Since we're already on the subject of baby talk.
All right.
Miss Nick said... One for Orion, since becoming a dad, what do you think of the kind of people who try to win certain arguments by stating, do you have kids? Then you wouldn't know. Do you realize that it's an easy ploy to get your own way, or do you now see their point? I think that's a good question.
Well, for one, it really depends on the argument.
Yeah.
But it's safe to say that, that's a fucking excuse. Yeah. Not like a valid point. Like,
right.
You don't know unless you have kids. The only circumstance I can think of where that would be a valid point is if, like you said, like, do you know what it's like to push a baby out your vagina? And the guy's like, no.
Right.
Well, you wouldn't know because you don't have kids.
You don't have kids.
Okay, that's a valid point.
Right.
Very good. Have a nice day. That's it. But everything else, you just sound like an asshole.
Yeah.
So that I can think of.
So you haven't had to say that yet.
No, and I never will ever. Yeah. That's a douchey thing to say. I'm not like everybody thinks, and I know you're worried, you're concerned that I'm like mutating in a cocoon, like
turning into a,
like when I sleep, I'm like pulsating and like breathing hard,
father creature,
and converting into this dad. Yeah. When I come out of my cocoon,
your pants are slowly morphing into slacks.
Yeah. I prefer loafers.
Next week, you're going to be in here with just a braided leather belt. It's going to be the only thing.
Oh God.
Cause it's one little step at a time.
Wranglers. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Then the next week, it's a long sleeve button down shirt.
Yep.
Denim shirt. Because you're not even a cool dad.
And light blue denim.
With
light blue denim.
Like that
pants.
Weird denim that's almost not denim.
Yeah.
It's like it's
that nobody
so,
wears anymore unless you're a fucking dad.
Yeah.
God damn. Where do you find this shit?
I don't know. And then John Kassane, my roomie, says, Orion, do you see yourself at some point censoring yourself in front of your child? Or do you think it's more likely that you'll have to, at some point, say things like, son, it's okay to say, don't fuck me with your faggot sauce here at home, but at school, not so much.
That's great. That's a good question. I thought about this before I had the kid, and like right after I had the kid, I knew no censorship, fuck that shit. Just let's, I'll teach him what's right and wrong. Like, don't say this at school.
Right.
And all that shit. Just say it at home, you know, because people don't understand. But now, as I think about this shit, kids are retarded.
Mm-hmm.
And you could teach them how not to fucking die walking across like a rickety bridge.
Uh-huh.
And they would still fuck it up. And I don't know where I was going with that, but...
I get what you mean.
Kids fuck up all the time, and I don't want to take that risk, kind of, and go to jail over what they say.
Like, so the fear is you'll tell him it's okay to say, don't fuck me with your faggot sauce at home, but not at school, and then he'll just do it anyway.
I think at some point when he's older, I won't censor myself. But when he's still little and fucking retarded, I'm going to have to.
Will you censor yourself so that he doesn't pick those things up, or will you try to censor after him. So like if you did slip and say fuck sometime in front of him mm-hmm. and he starts saying fuck, will you say not a big deal here at home, but it's okay, but don't do it at school? Or would you be like, don't swear. We don't swear.
No, I think
that's my favorite is when parents phrase it that way. We don't swear.
Don't swear.
Which is usually a lie. Like we don't do that.
We don't swear in this house.
Right.
And then son of a bitch.
Right. Yeah,
I would hear that all the time. Or we don't swear in this house. And then the next night I'd hear, you fucking bitch. That's my dad talking yeah. to my mom. I think when they're still young, I'll take advantage and tell them if they say certain words, kittens die.
Oh.
Like every time you say that a bad word, there's this monster, and I have an agreement with this monster outside. He tortures a kitten. All I have to do is push this button.
Wow.
And I'll have like a little garage door opener with no batteries.
I know you're kidding, but that is the worst parenting idea I have ever heard.
Just when he's young. Then he'll get a little bit older, and I'll be like, dude, that was bullshit. I'm so sorry.
That's like scar you for life shit, because not only are you saying, it would be bad enough if you said, there's a monster that will kill a kitten every time you swear. That's bad enough. That's like already scar you for life shit. But then you're saying, not only is there a monster that will kill a kitten every time you swear, he'll do it because I told him to. Your dad is sanctioning the torture and murder of kittens just to teach you a lesson. Yeah. What a horrible, horrible
My
lesson
dad
to teach
is
your child.
Horrible. I don't know. I think he'd grow out of it. He'd forget it all, you know.
I don't know. I still kind of resent my parents for the whole Santa Claus thing.
Yeah.
And I wasn't all that old.
I don't know. I got to take advantage, though. I mean, shit.
Yeah.
Because I got over the Santa Claus thing. You didn't, you know. That's cool.
Well, I'm not.
I understand.
I'm mostly over it. I mean, it's not like I really sit and stew about it.
Yeah.
But I remember it is my point. It's not
and
like
you
were I forgot.
Pretty angry. Yeah.
It's not so, like I forgot. Like, oh.
He'll be butthurt about it, but I'll tell him, you know, the monster wasn't real and this thing has no batteries. Mm-hmm. Why would you believe that shit?
That'll be something he'll tell his therapist about in his adult years.
You think he'll have a therapist if I, okay.
Yeah, maybe.
That's when you know you've
More
failed.
Likely than not, if you do that.
Yeah.
If you tell him you're torturing kittens.
Yeah.
Or ordering the torturing of kittens.
Hmm.
And that you're friends with a monster, apparently.
Well, then what do I do?
Then you also teach him to believe in monsters.
Yeah. what's a monster?
You're teaching him all kinds of
all
crazy
kinds of shit. He comes up with in his head.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the worst part is that if you just say it's a monster that tortures and kills kittens and you never tell him anything else about it, I bet what he pictures in his head is just the worst goddamn thing.
Oh, man. There was a part two to this whole story.
Okay. Go for it.
I don't know if I should talk about it because it's horrible.
Well, now you should because we're already talking.
If I was going to do this monster thing and here's the button I push, I was actually, while he's in his room, going to go outside the window and like play the sound of a kitten like in pain or agony and like go, you know,
yeah,
and dress up like I'd play the part.
Oh, you'll be the monster
through. Fuck yes.
Okay, well, that takes care of the imagination thing. He'll know what it looks like. Where would you get, what kind of monster?
I don't know. I just something completely black so he can't make it out if he happens to grow the balls to peek out the window.
Enderman.
Yeah.
You have to get a like a latex Magic Johnson mask.
Black people are monsters. Oh no.
Yeah, there we go. Let's teach him every good lesson we can think of. All right. Don't swear because your dad is crazy and knows a monster that he will hire to kill kittens.
Yeah.
And that monster is a black person.
Yeah.
Black people are monsters and God they damn. Murder kittens if you are willing to pay them.
Oh man.
Would you be paying the monster or does the monster owe you a favor?
I'd be paying him. I would be feeding him.
Oh, you'd be paying him in kittens.
Yeah.
Where are you getting all these kittens?
Kitten farm? Kitten farm, yeah. I got one in the garage. You better not go in the garage.
Oh, God.
Otherwise.
It keeps getting
worse. I got another monster.
What happens if he goes in the garage? What does the other monster do?
The one under his bed. We have an arrangement. And all I got to do is clap 3 times. Oh, and I'll like tease him with like 2 claps. It'll be like, oh God, no. Oh God.
Oh, you could use your clapper to set off some kind of like a tape recorder or whatever that plays monster sounds.
Oh my God. That's awesome.
And tell him like, if I clap 3 times, it wakes the monster up. Yeah. And then you clap 3 times and you hear like, and then you clap 3 times really quick again and say, So don't you fuck around.
It's fucking great because of the clapper. I don't know if this is like a newer model, but you can set it to like so many claps.
Uh-huh.
One, two, or three. And it'll turn shit on. So I could do the three clap. Fuck yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's going to... Oh, he's going to bow before me.
This kid is going to be so fucked up. Him saying, don't fuck me with your faggot sauce is going to be the least of his worries.
Oh, man. I don't know. I'm still thinking about it, you know.
Poor kid.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll get back to the Facebook stuff later because that was all the baby talk.
Yeah.
But so baby's going good.
It's going good.
Yeah. Baby's going good. Mm-hmm. Not dead yet.
No.
Aldi's mom hasn't killed him.
No.
On the Twitter, I guess, since we're kind of in that mode,
yeah.
I got a message the other day, actually shortly after the last podcast, from Fightbait, mm-hmm. Gary Piano.
Oh, yeah.
The guy who said whale penis Christmas pizza.
Oh, yeah.
And his name is not actually Gary Piano. Gary Piano is probably a character or something that I'm not familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he says, at Idgehat, I'm listening to the latest show at work. Had to go in the other room when whale penis Christmas pizza came up. I was crying a bit. And I asked, just to be sure, were they good or bad tears? And he said, laugh till you cry tears. So that's good. That's a compliment.
Good.
Yeah, he had a good time. he put in a little investment with the whale penis Christmas pizza, and he got a nice return on it. Then he says, hey, Mr. 8 hours of podcasts a day, meaning me. I'd love to hear an opinion of my show, Whiskey Thursday.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I had a feeling of dread wash over me when I read that.
Oh, no.
He says, I'm John Paul, by the way. That's his actual name. And he's the host of a show called Whiskey Thursday. It's a podcast, kind of like ours, in format or whatever. It's an audio podcast. And I asked him which episode I should listen to. He said, the latest one is fine. Oh, I also said I'm bad at networking because I got the impression maybe he was trying to get us to listen to the show so that like, hey, we can be podcast buddies we'll
share
promote
promos.
Your show. Yeah. You'll promote our show. Hey, we'll share listeners. It'll be a good old time. People do that and it's a good idea. But I still had this feeling of dread because every time something like this has happened in the past, I have hated it.
Yes.
And I
every
don't,
time.
I didn't want somebody who's listening to our show and complimenting our show, and then I go listen to their show and I hate it.
Yeah.
Then what do I do? Yeah. Like, because I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to be like, no, it was fantastic. Oh, it's the best thing I've ever. I'm not going to talk about it on my show, but it's really good. You should keep it up. So, all right. So I went and I listened to it. And.
Yeah.
It's not.
Now, granted, it was only one show, and you said yourself.
I listened to two.
Okay.
Yeah, I listened to the latest two.
All right.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
All right.
You're
being truthful. You're not full of shit.
Right. No, it's not bad. It's not like the. God, that lefty conservative podcast I played a million years ago. That was about the worst thing. That and KJ Cisco, but KJ Cisco cracked me up. So he like gained a few extra points for that.
For being so bad. Yeah.
But, and it's not as bad as the, what was it? Something transmission, interrupted transmission.
Yeah,
that show with all the weird Southern guys getting drunk and talking about how the moon landing was a hoax. It's
fucking ridiculous.
It's not as bad as that either. It's not bad, but it's
what's your issue?
Well, the main guy, John Paul, the guy who's been twittering at me, he has a pretty good voice for this, and he's got I don't know what his audio recording setup is, but it records well. It sounds good. But then he has other people on the show with him, and it seems to be like kind of it could be. Four people on the show 1 week or two people on the show. Like it just, whoever's available.
Show up.
Yeah, it seems to be the deal. And I couldn't tell for sure. It seemed like one of the other people might've been in the studio with him some of the time, but most of them seem to Skype in or call in somehow or another.
Yeah.
And there's this one guy in particular, basically everybody other than John Paul has terrible voices.
Yeah.
They all just kind of do. There's this kind of voice that I'm not sure how exactly to describe, but it's just... It's not really a bad voice. It's just a very average voice. Like I just picture of a round guy, not a fat guy, just a round guy, like no sharp angles on him whatsoever. No contrast to him. He's just a very beige man with glasses. Okay. He tucks his shirt in most of the time. Just a very average, normal sounding guy. And they usually aren't terribly articulate. So the rest of them have kind of crappy voices, and the audio quality for them isn't that good because they're calling in. There's one guy in particular, I think his name is Ryan, and he's just got the worst voice in podcasting like that I've ever heard.
The type of guy that's always like trying to be heard and like above everybody else?
He doesn't talk that much, which is maybe he knows he has the worst voice in podcasting.
Poor guy.
Poor Ryan. But really, he sounds like his mouth is made out of cobwebs or something. Like, and his voice box is like he stole a voice box from a dead baby. He's just got this weird, high-pitched, weak voice, and he's real lispy.
Yeah.
Like real everything, when it's supposed to be an S or a TH, it's all... It's very lots of THs and S's, SHs that don't belong there.
Trying to imagine.
It sounds like he's calling like on a cell phone from a cave because his audio quality is terrible too, which only makes it worse. And I don't know. Like, I hated that guy.
Yeah.
I just really hated that guy. And he didn't do anything wrong, really. Although he did start talking about video games at one point. I think it was the guy I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
And, he had kind of a weird, condescending tone. But in general, the show is listenable. And maybe, like I said last week about podcasts in general, that you should give them more of a chance. If I keep listening, maybe I'll actually like it.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I'll get to know these guys. And maybe I'll love Ryan. You know, that's happened to me before. I've listened to podcasts and been like, this guy's an asshole.
Yeah.
And then eventually I'm like, you know what? I actually kind of like, I misjudged that guy. He's okay. So maybe Ryan's fucking spider mouth will grow on me. I don't know. But overall, it's okay.
Yeah.
I
put sound quality aside. It's all about the content. Because not everybody can afford, you know, some of that expensive shit.
It's really not the sound quality. Their sound quality overall is pretty good.
Yeah.
It's just fucking Ryan and his two-way radio or whatever he's calling up on. He's the only one that really sounds bad.
Okay.
Everybody else sounds pretty good.
God damn. You know Ryan's probably going to get word of this. What the fuck are they talking about?
I hope he does. Okay. Ryan, you need to take a wrench to that mouth and fix that shit up. That thing needs a renovation.
That's so mean.
Yeah, I'm a mean man. I'm a mean, mean man. But I keep trying to compliment the show, and then we get back on Ryan's horrible mush face. No. Overall, the show's not bad. It's pretty good. I laughed a few times.
Yeah.
I didn't find myself rolling in the aisles or anything, but I did laugh out loud a couple of times. It was not too bad. And there are things I don't like about it, but they're all little things. Like, I don't like the intro music.
Yeah.
Mostly because I couldn't understand it. It's this weird, like, techno tune with a robot voice.
Yeah.
And I had to go back and look at the descriptions of old episodes to figure out what the fuck it was saying. It's saying something like, I am podcast ruler of the internet. And then it says something about, I will be your slave. It sounds like Slave Masterson.
Yeah. And then you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I still don't really get it, but at least I know kind of what it says now. There's this anime voice that they play, at least played in the beginning of the latest show, that I don't know. They do talk a little bit about anime, which isn't a bad thing, but I'm not really into that, so I kind of tuned out at those points. But they also talked about bestiality.
Nice.
Which was hot.
Mm-hmm.
I had a full-on Red Rocket the whole time. Yeah.
You know what's kind of cool? Like, I've yet to hear somebody that does a podcast listen to our shit and criticize us.
I don't think they're as mean as I am.
They need to be.
I think
that Orion needs to fucking stop laughing. He sounds like a fucking blah, 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 you know, fill in the blank.
I think most people who do podcasts that are unpopular enough, and I don't say that as an insult because ours is also unpopular, but whose podcasts are unpopular enough that they would want to listen to ours and reach out.
Yeah.
I think most of those people are too nice. are they're too nice and they're looking to build relationships.
Yeah.
And I just don't have that gene. Like, I just don't. So it's hard for me to balance. But yeah, so I mean, check it out, I guess. Whiskey Thursday. I'm going to keep checking it out and see how I feel about it later. But for now, I'm kind of on the fence.
All right.
Fair. But I'm leaning towards it's okay. It's not an abomination. Believe me, I kind of wanted it to be because I do enjoy just tearing them apart. But yeah, so it's okay. Right. But speaking of me being incapable of being a nice person sometimes, I saw this thing on Facebook the other day. Somebody I'm friends with that I'm on Facebook that I'm not really friends with. It's somebody I knew in high school.
Mm-hmm.
He posted this picture of a baby. Come look at this. I'm going to describe it, but I want you to actually see it. Maybe I'll post it in the forum so people know what it is. Okay, it's a baby sleeping on some folded up like army fatigues or marine fatigues. I don't fucking know what you call them if they're a marine. And there's a photo, picture frame with a photo of a marine and a hat and some boots and a little camouflage notebook. All and this baby's just sleeping stomach down on this folded up outfit with his head resting on the boots. When I first saw it, it's just kind of creepy to me. This baby just passed out. Like, first of all, what a weird photo to take.
Yeah.
Like, you had to set that up.
Yeah.
You had to go grab those boots and grab that outfit and grab that baby and put the baby on the clothes and hope it just slept there so you could get this nice shot.
That took some time.
Now, the point of this photo, the person in the little picture frame is dead. Oh, and Jesus. The dead person is the father of the baby.
That's sick.
So it's meant to be a tribute. Like, it's meant to be a nice thing.
That's
here.
That's fucking horrible.
Like, look how it's this sentimental thing.
Yeah.
And people commented all over it. So grateful for these men and women who defend our freedom, especially my son, Daniel Borden, LNCPLUSMCYMCA, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful picture. I thank God every night for the soldiers and their families that they'll soon be reunited. Your father was a brave man, talking to the baby now, I guess. Like, he's going to read this.
Oh,
your father
Christ.
Was a brave man who paid the ultimate price for all of us to be free. May God bless you and your mommy. Thank you for the photo. Can you imagine being this baby? Like, growing up and seeing this photo? Like, what a weird creep my mom is.
These people are fucked up.
Yeah. But anyway, so what I did, and I don't know, I felt like I should have felt bad about it, but I couldn't help it because I thought it was hilarious at the time.
Mm-hmm. What did you do?
What I did was I commented on the photo and I said, somebody shot that Marine with a baby-fying ray, because to me, what it looked like was that there was a Marine wandering around in his boots and his clothes and his hat, carrying a little notebook, carrying a picture frame, and then somebody shot him with a ray that turns grown-ups into babies, and he collapsed in a pile of clothes.
Because the clothes didn't fit anymore.
Right,
he's now a baby.
And nobody... Nobody has clicked like or responded.
Or removed. That's a plus.
Yeah, nobody removed it either. Wow. So I'm not sure like if
or
they're torn.
It.
Like that is funny, or I don't know.
They probably don't get it.
But does that make me a bad guy for doing
that?
No,
not at all. Not at all.
Because I thought that was funny. But like, I wonder, I think that there's a general thought that like, because this is meant to be a serious thing and it involves kind of tangentially, but it involves a dead Marine. It involves a death.
Mm-hmm.
That me making a joke about it is a bad thing or is a cruel thing because I'm disrespecting the dead or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
It's not only a dead soldier, it's a dead father.
It looks like a dead baby, but yeah, so I did that, and I thought it was funny.
That's pretty goddamn funny. But most people would be like, dude, not the place or time for that kind of joking around.
Well,
it is, because this photo is bullshit. It's sick, man. Don't, like, people do this, I've noticed, on Facebook. Like, they talk to the dead on Facebook, and they talk to, like, a crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Like they're... like, I don't know, like they're on a fucking speakerphone, you know, attention, and they say this important, meaningful, deep shit. No, people read it, they like it, but like, you're on Facebook, commenting. You're not a fucking, like, I don't know.
Okay.
You're not a Martin Luther King motherfucker. Shut the fuck up.
I had a dream.
Yeah.
That one day all babies would sleep on their dead father's clothes.
Oh, like. Like yep. button, like, double like. I wish I could triple like this, but I can only single like it.
I do think it's creepy, though. Like, and even if it wasn't creepy, it's still just
it's
weird.
Fucking, it's
what was
horrible.
Going through your head when you thought this up?
Yeah.
You know, like, and I don't know who actually set the picture up and who took the picture. I don't know if it was his mom or whatever, you know, the soldier's wife. But, like, it is a weird fucking thing to go through your head. Like, oh, I miss my husband so much. He dedicated his life to this country. I'm going to put his clothes on the floor and put my baby on top of him and take a picture of
it. It's weird. Like, I would never fucking imagine anything.
This is some like fucked up Ann Getty shit.
Yeah.
Like those fucking dead babies dressed up as bumblebees and stuff. This is like worse than that because it's military shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. So there's that.
Yeah.
I did that. Have you heard about this new Beavis and Butthead?
Yes.
Yeah?
I heard it's coming back.
Yeah.
That is all.
It might even be back by now. I don't even know.
Shit,
I don't know when it's, but I've seen some clips.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen any clips?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. I've seen some clips. It's, do you know like what the deal is? Like it's basically going to be Beavis and Butthead the way it was back in the day, except now instead of watching music videos, they're going to be watching MTV shows like the Jersey Shore.
Okay. Okay.
And 16 and Pregnant, that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think I like it in theory, but from the clips I watched, I don't know if it's like that I've grown up and my sense of humor has changed or I get the feeling that I don't know how old Mike Judge is, the guy who created Beavis and Butthead.
Mm-hmm.
I know he was already an adult and not a teenager at the time that Beavis and Butthead was originally going, but it kind of feels watching these new clips like a 50-year-old man trying to pretend to be 15, which I guess is kind of what it is. I don't know how old he actually is. I don't know if he's 50, but it never felt that way to me before back in the day. Like, I don't know if it's just because my sense of humor is different now or if it really is different, but it just feels kind of weird and forced to me now.
Yeah, when I first saw like the guy that did the voices, I was like, really? I don't know. I just always pictured like a younger guy.
Mm-hmm.
I take that back. I couldn't even picture a person doing the voice. I was that into it. I was that involved. Like, it's just Beavis and Butthead. And then I saw the guy and it kind of ruined it. But yeah, now that, I don't know, that old humor is kind of dead. Like, the humor of today is totally different.
Well,
so when they just boobs,
I kind of feel
not funny anymore.
I kind of feel though like I could go back and watch the old episodes and still appreciate them and still find them funny. So I feel like it's the new episode that I saw clips from that's weird and different. But maybe it's not. I don't know.
I don't know. I went back. I have Beavis and Butthead on VHS, and my dad burnt some to CDs or DVDs.
Yeah,
and I watched some and didn't react at all. It was just all nostalgia.
Really?
Like, oh, I remember this episode.
Well,
didn't laugh at all.
A lot of times, though, with all kinds of comedy, I don't actually laugh out loud. Like,
that is true.
And I still think it's funny.
Yeah.
But I don't.
But you just sit there.
But I just sit there
blank
and watch
face
it.
On your face.
And it only even occurs to me that I'm not actually laughing if there are like other people around or, you know, if I'm just thinking about it. But I can sit there, watch it, enjoy it, think it's funny and not laugh at it. So I don't know. Maybe I never really did laugh out loud at Beavis and Butthead. I don't really remember.
I'll have to give it a chance. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows? It could be great.
It is kind of a weird idea, though, to bring that
fuck
back.
Because
it does seem very tied to the time period in which it was around.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of grunge and alternative rock era. Yeah. It seemed to be sort of tied into all that.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's really not the thing anymore. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, now you've got Beavis and Butthead walking around in like AC/DC shirts and stuff. But everything they're watching is the Jersey Shore and they're on cell phones and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's just weird.
It doesn't fit.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, I'll have to see it and maybe it'll be okay.
Yeah.
But I also felt like when I saw the clips of them watching the Jersey Shore, like I almost felt like they were wittier than they should be.
Yeah.
Like they were making jokes, like actual jokes that weren't just like, you know, Beavis and Butthead
stupid
jokes.
Stupid sayings. Yeah.
It was more like watching Talk Soup or The Soup, I guess is what it is now.
Yeah.
You know, where they play the clips and they make the jokes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The same. I don't know.
It wasn't bad. you know.
This is like the era of...
It didn't have Sean in it.
Bringing everything from the past
or Ryan.
Back.
Who's Sean? Ryan is what I meant.
Yeah.
Cobweb mouth. Yeah.
They're bringing everything back. Old movies. Footloose that is being recreated or has been. It's coming out soon. Fuck. They're bringing all this old shit and remaking it. And it's annoying. So when I first heard Beavis and Butthead were coming out, I was like, no. They're doing it again. Like, let's try to...
Well,
nothing's fun anymore. Nothing's cool. Everything sucks. Let's try to light some fires under this old buried dead shit from the past.
In their defense, at least they didn't try to like give it a gritty reboot or something like they do with a lot of things. Like, let's take Beavis and Butthead, but update it for the 2000s. Yeah. And we'll, I don't know what we would do. We would make them, I don't know. I can't even think. Like, we'll make them badasses now.
Yeah.
Or, like, we'll give them emo haircuts and...
little flat-billed skater hats.
Yeah, instead
skinny
of...
jeans, yeah.
Yeah, instead of being like, you know, boobs or whatever all the time, now they'll be, like, depressed and they'll have, like, a dark, biting sense of humor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. They could have done shit like that. Completely changed the art style.
Yeah.
You know, we'll do it all in Flash now. It'll look like the new My Little Ponies cartoon, but dark.
I don't even want to know.
I don't know. Oh, boy. You want to take a break?
Sounds good.
This is the best.
Hey, you looking for something to do with your boring, loathsome existence? Don't be an asshole. Join the goddamn forum. Go to ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum or click the link on the main page. Post your photos, post your stories. You got something you want us to talk about on the show? Post it in the motherfucking forum. Tired of spending your Friday nights alone? Get in the forum and make some new friends. ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum. Don't make me tell you again.
We are back, diggity dogs.
Welcome back.
During the break, I was feeling a little bad about the way I handled the whole Whiskey Thursday thing.
Yeah.
For two reasons. One, I mentioned the name of the show, Whiskey Thursday, but I forgot to mention that if you do want to give it a listen, you can be found at fightbait.com.
Yeah, because I'd be Googling Whiskey Thursday.
Yeah, and actually I did that at one point, and I didn't find it when I Googled it, which is... maybe I don't know why I didn't find it, but I didn't.
Yeah.
So yeah,
give up. I got porn to watch.
Fightbait.com. Yeah. If you want to listen to that. And the second reason I felt kind of bad was because I'm talking all this shit about poor Ryan, and I didn't give any examples. That usually when I talk about other shows, I play clips and stuff.
Yeah.
And so like you just got to take my word for it. I didn't play any clips.
That's true.
So during the break, I pulled up a clip. So so you can hear what I was talking about. This is a clip of Ryan performing a freestyle rap. Give him a second.
My vagina ain't handicapped. Vagina ain't handicapped. So what? I can't walk. My vagina ain't handicapped. Vagina ain't handicapped. Vagina ain't handicapped.
Seriously?
So when I talk about my vagina ain't handicapped, I don't keep it real, you know. I gotta keep it real. Stuffing at the hoochies that are walking in their heels. My links don't work, to be honest, what's the deal? But I still strip the goodies, talking nonsense with my squeals. So up a squad and call the field. This will be hard to talk. Not only offer great sex, but best spots and parking lots. I'm
okay, that's Ryan's freestyle rap.
Oh,
my vagina ain't handicapped.
That is the scariest voice I've ever
Whiskey
heard.
Thursday, fightbait.com.
I'd listen
for,
just to hear that voice. My
for
God.
Ryan.
Who the fuck talks like that? Oh my God, that's not natural.
That's his rap.
Oh my God.
So that's what I had to deal with listening to this podcast. I'm telling you.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. So there's that. Do you have any interest in voicemails? Because I have some.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah? You want to hear some of these voicemails?
Yeah.
These are great. I enjoy a good voicemail every now and again. Let's try this one.
Hey, Kyle and Orion. My name's Poopy Barfy. I'm a new listener. I started listening last week, and I listened to the newest episode, and I just thought I'd tell you guys what my favorite sex scene in a movie is. Do you ever see The Bourne Identity? There's a part where the main character and this girl are like in this farmhouse and they're getting their hair cut because they're like, we got to disguise ourselves. So let's cut each other's hair so we look different. And as Akaito is here, they start having sex. And even as a kid watching that movie, I was just kind of like, this is kind of weird. Does this usually happen? What's going on here? So, you know, just another kind of crazy sex scene. But a good show. I'll keep listening, and maybe I'll call again. I'll see you guys later. Bye.
Bye. I love you.
New listener.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if that actually is a new listener or if that's somebody playing a little prank on us. So what did he say his name was? Poopy Barf Feet or something?
I thought it was Poopy Barbie.
Poopy Barbie? Oh, okay. That's it. That's totally believable. Poopy
I don't
Barbie.
Know.
Okay. Well, whatever. Strange sex scenes in movies.
The
best sex scene in a movie, Drive Angry. Nicolas Cage.
Oh man, I haven't seen that.
The world's greatest actor, Nicolas Cage, in Drive Angry, the world's greatest movie. There's a sex scene in that movie where he goes to this bar. He escaped from hell, by the way. That's how the movie starts.
Of course
he was dead and in hell for being a bad man. And he broke out of hell because hell is basically a prison in this movie.
So he breaks
out of hell. He's back on Earth and he goes to this bar and he meets some waitress and they go back to a hotel room or a motel room, I guess, and they start banging. And then all these bad guys come in and he is waist deep in a waitress and he kills a bunch of guys with a shotgun.
Wow.
All the while he has his dick inside this waitress.
That's awesome.
Fucking away,
killing
guys with a shotgun. Best sex scene ever made.
Oh, there's nothing I could say that would compare to that. Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Way better than that Terminator slow motion bullshit that you're into.
God.
If I gotta see a sex scene, let's involve a shotgun.
Yeah.
Okay? That's all I'm saying. Next voicemail?
Next voicemail.
Okay.
I just saw about the toilet tissue called Fiesta. It's about food.
Okay, that was Miss Nick.
What is she fucking walking down a highway? I just ran out of gas, thought I'd call it.
I think she's skydiving. It kind of sounds, have you ever heard of number stations?
No.
It kind of sounds like a number station to me. Number stations are these like radio stations that broadcast just bizarre series of numbers.
Yeah.
I think they're like military or something, but every once in a while, like it'll just play like a tone or something. And every once in a while, there'll be this crazy staticky voice that comes on and says, 5, 7, 9, 10, 70, 12, 30.
Yeah.
And then it'll do it. It'll just repeat it. Listen to this.
I just saw a band of toilet tissue called Fiesta. It's about food.
What?
I have no idea.
I think I heard the word Fiesta, so I think it's something to do with that Beneful commercial I talked about.
Okay, okay.
But I can't. Let's try it again.
All right.
I'm a fair band of poets this weekend called Fiesta.
I have no idea.
It's about food. I don't know what she's saying. Let me pull up a number station if I can so you can get an idea. Number station. Number stations. Persephone number station. Oh, no, this is something to do with Lost.
No,
that's not it.
I was going to say, that's pretty accurate.
The Swedish Rhapsody number station. All right, it's got a stupid intro. It looks like somebody who smokes a lot of pot designed it. Okay. This is not what it says.
not even close.
Goddamn.
This can't be.
It's not how it should sound. Jesus.
Okay, here we go. Quit wasting my time, Thing. Play Ms. Nick.
on the toilet this year called Fiesta.
See, they sound identical. All right, so this is a bad example, but anyway, you get the idea.
I get the idea.
It's fucking weird, creepy, staticky radio stations that broadcast weird, crazy shit.
What is she doing, man?
I don't know. I don't know.
Every week she calls in. You don't know what she's doing. Where is she at?
You got to be nice to her. She thinks you hate her.
Yes.
And I don't know why.
What did I do? What did I do? I listened back and I'm like, wait, what? What did I say? Oh, man, I must have said something really bad. And I listen back and I'm like, what was so bad?
I don't know. So, I love you, Miss Nick. I don't know why Orion hates you.
Stop it, you crazy bitch.
He's just a bad. See, he does. He just called you a crazy bitch. Oh, obviously, man. He hates you. Yeah, you're the worst in his opinion.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, she's crazy. That's all. That is all.
Okay.
It's not so mean, right?
I love you, Miss Nick, but Orion hates you. Okay. Next voicemail, I guess.
All right.
Because I don't know what the fuck she's talking about.
What up, itch hats? Duve here, wishing you both a happy Blasphemy Day. If you didn't realize that it was Blasphemy Day, I believe International Blasphemy Day. There's still probably, as you're hearing this, maybe like 30 minutes left for you to blaspheme and share with the rest of the class what exactly you did. Also, two questions for you. One, what is an absolute deal breaker in the bedroom? As far as bad things like bad breath or anything along those lines, what will kill the mood? What will just absolutely stop anything in its tracks? And also, what is one thing that you have wanted to do in the bedroom with a girl, perhaps, that you have not done yet? The one thing that's still on your list that's been bugging you. You want to cross it off, but you can't. Wondering what that is. All right, later, skaters.
Oh, boy. Blasphemy Day. We got a little bit of a late start and it is past Blasphemy Day.
Oh,
now.
No.
Yeah. But I didn't do anything for Blasphemy Day for two reasons. One, I didn't know, and two, I didn't care.
Same here.
But Blasphemy Day, fuck that Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He's a fucker and he's not real. What's the worst blasphemous thing you could say? Have you ever heard of the Blasphemy Project or something like that, where there were a bunch of people on YouTube posting videos where they like denounced the Holy Spirit or something, denied its existence, and that's, I guess, the worst thing you can do.
Oh, God. Really?
I deny the Holy Spirit. I think the Holy Spirit is a bunch of baloney. I'm going to hell now.
Oh, this isn't necessarily, I don't know, blasphemous, but it reminds me of that movie Phantoms, which... irrelevant. Anyway.
Okay, good, because I don't know what that is.
At some point, the monster in the movie says, nothing can stop me.
Mm-hmm.
Not a saint, not a Christ, not a God.
Ooh.
You know? And I thought about that, and I'm like, if I replied with that to, like, a customer at my work, nobody enjoys this brand.
Yeah.
Of, lightly salted peanuts. Not a saint, not a Christ, not a God.
Oh.
Do you think they'd get upset?
I think
they would. Like, they'd have this really icky feeling in their stomach and maybe run away. I don't know.
I thought what you were going to say is you'd be like standing there with a case of some product, putting it up on the shelf.
Yeah.
And they're like, excuse me. And you just turn your head as you keep stocking the shelf and you're like, nothing can stop me. Not a saint, not a Christ, not a God. And you just keep shoving boxes of cereal up on the shelf.
Oh, God.
Nothing can stop me. Roll your eyes up into the back of your head.
I'm going to have to try that. Oh, my God.
You should try it because you have a child now. Yeah. You need to support. You should fuck around with trying to get fired.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, I should.
Yeah.
They can't. We're unionized, man. They can't touch me. That doesn't break any rules.
Mr. Brower, we got a complaint about you. It says here that you, in a demonic voice, told a woman that nothing can stop you. Not a saint, not a Christ, not a God.
No, really.
I guess there's nothing technically wrong with what you said. I mean, yeah. All right, carry on. Yeah. Well, okay, well, what was the next thing? The next thing was, is there anything, What could happen in the bedroom that would totally stop things? It would be a total deal breaker. You can't go on anymore. A birth. I think a birth would pretty much ruin it for me.
Ooh.
But I wouldn't be boning a pregnant chick anyway, because somebody already fixed them up.
Yeah.
With babies.
It's just, there's no challenge there.
I just find pregnant chicks kind of gross.
Yeah, nobody finds them attractive.
I don't want to bone them.
Some do, but whatever.
Yeah, but
I was
going to
say, that's a tough one, because when you're, it kind of depends when it happens, because when you're in that like last 2 minutes, if it lasts that long, and like there's nothing that can stop me. I don't know. Like, Aldi's mom could walk in.
You're being stabbed to death.
On fire. And I'm like, just hold on a second. I'm almost done.
Just five more pumps.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's that period. Like, even when I'm whacking it, like anything could happen. My family shows up. I have to finish. I can't just stop.
I do kind of agree. There like, is kind that, of a point
it's
of
a
no
small
return.
Small window. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very
is,
small. It's not like a 5 minute window. Like,
I wouldn't go so far as to say that nothing could stop me, but it would have to be something pretty extreme.
Oh, yeah.
You get to that point and it's like, there's no stopping this.
First thought was, if she like kind of shat a little bit.
Yeah. I would definitely
stop. But if you're in that little window,
you might finish up and then get grossed out.
Yes, and then run and go clean up, yeah.
I was going to say poop.
Yeah.
Poop would be a big one for me. If there's any, especially if there's pre-existing poop. Like, it's not like we're boning and I get near that point and all of a sudden there's a little poop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that'd be gross and I would want to stop but might not be able to.
Yeah.
But especially if you get there and it's like you're like flipping each other around and stuff and you get her doggy style and there's just poop.
Oh, God.
Like that would be, I would stop.
Oh, yeah.
I would stop. And I would feel a combination of revulsion and like just hilarity. Like, I don't know how I would
share
react.
This on Facebook.
Because I would want to laugh in her face.
Yeah. But, can you just turn back around?
Yeah. I'm not sure what I would do, but I would stop.
Yeah.
I think the same for if like she started peeing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially like if it was really obvious and that was part of like her sex play, where she just wanted to pee on me, but she didn't warn me or ask me. She just gets up and like starts peeing on me.
Hopes it's okay. Kind of turns around like,
yeah, that would
does
stop
he approve?
Me.
Yeah.
I imagine her not turning around and looking for approval, but just assuming I'll be okay with it because to her it's the hottest thing.
Oh no.
That would stop me in my tracks.
Yeah, absolutely. But like vomiting and shit.
Oh that, God, vomiting.
That's like on the other end, depending on the position, but
that
could.
Yeah. I got her in a doggy style position. Vomit all you want, honey.
I could overlook that.
I'm just going to keep on going. No, vomit would stop me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless like she was really discreet and I somehow didn't know. Like I'm boning her doggy style and she's like in her mouth.
What was that? Yeah, carry on.
Yeah, keep on going.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the is there anything in the bedroom that you would like to do that you have not had a chance to do?
Oh man.
I don't think there really is for me. I've done the only thing I really like, the only semi-normal thing, like without getting into crazy territory, that I haven't done really that I can think of is anal, and I'm not really that interested.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't really think there is anything.
That's like one of the most extremes,
for me that like,
other than like cutting them up and shit.
I've boned standing up. I've boned in all kinds of positions.
There's got to be something. God damn.
I can't think of anything.
This has entered my head and I'm just throwing it out there for podcast content.
Okay.
But Aldi and I own a taser and I thought about
tasing her while you bone her?
Yeah. Like, would it be like the donkey punch? You punch her in the back of the head and she clenches.
She tenses up.
But that's about it. Yeah.
Okay. So that you want a taser?
Yeah. Just a little bzzz.
Your girlfriend while you bone her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah.
I got nothing else in terms of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess we can finish up the Facebooks and Twitters. Let me get there. So on the Facebook, non-baby stuff, Gavin said, if dudes started hitting on you, how would you handle it?
How would I handle it? This has happened before.
Yeah, it's happened kind of before to me too.
It's hard because I get all...
Yeah, it is.
In a way, I get all like giggly, like if it's a hot chick, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm much, much younger, like, oh God, they're talking to me.
So you get excited when dudes
kind of like I don't know what to say. And I'm like, oh God, I'm turning mm-hmm. red. But I think I have the composure. I have composure enough to, or I would have composure enough to tell him to fuck off. Yeah.
The only time I know of that I have been hit on by a dude was the time I've talked about before at the gay bar. It's possible I've been hit on by dudes and didn't know it because they were way more subtle than the guy at the gay bar.
Yeah.
But the one time I went to the gay bar, I've told this story before, but it's relevant to the question, so I'll tell it again.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go, but a bunch of people were going to go because they had this foam night where there's like a dance floor and just foam, like soap suds kind of foam, mm-hmm. pours down from the ceiling and everybody gets all foamy and it's supposed to be a good time. And it kind of was, but I didn't want to go because I felt like me as a hetero dude going to the gay bar was some kind of weird intrusion.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
If you feel marginalized enough to need your own den, mm-hmm. your own place to go, your own sanctuary, then it's kind of rude of me to intrude on it when there are plenty of other non-gay bars that I could go to.
Yeah.
But so I got talked into it by Aldi. And I went and I had a good time for the most part. And even this guy hitting on me didn't ruin it for me or anything, but it was strange because the way he chose to hit on me was at first, he was just talking to me. Then he started to touch me. And I said, like, I kind of brushed him off and said, I have body issues. I don't know why I didn't just immediately say, I ain't gay. But I didn't.
He wants it, but he's got body issues. How cute.
I think I just felt awkward and I thought it would be rude somehow to say, hey, I'm not a faggot.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't. Instead, I just said, I have body issues because I thought that was kind of funny and I thought that would get him to stop. And it didn't. He then put his hand up under the front of my shirt and ran his hand up to my chest and was like rubbing on me under my shirt, like copping a feel. And so I had to kind of push his hand out and just kind of run away. And I didn't know this, partially because I was really drunk and partially because I wasn't paying attention, but apparently he followed me around the rest of the night. Like every time I wandered out into the foam, he like was prancing along behind me.
He pranced after you?
Yeah. And then eventually at the end of the night, when everything was winding down and the place was going to close, I was sitting next to the bar waiting for you guys or something. And he comes by and he starts chatting me up again. And he asks me if I'm going to something. I forget what it was. Like I want to say it was a parade, but that sounds too too obvious to me. Like, but some kind of get together or parade or gathering or something. And it had a name. And I still don't know what it was, but I assume it was some kind of gay pride thing because I said I wasn't going. And he said, you're not gay, are you?
Yeah.
And then I had to come clean. Yeah. No, I'm not gay. But how would I handle it? I guess in that situation, I kind of handled it wrong, but I wouldn't get mad or I wouldn't be offended. I wouldn't tell him to fuck off.
Yeah, that was a little harsh. Yeah. What I meant was I would, you know, fuck off. What I really meant was I'd be flattered,
but I'm not
politely tell him, you know, I'm not gay.
I'm not sure how I would handle it in the future, though, because like I don't want to handle it the same way. I don't want to end up with a hand up my shirt because I'm handling it wrong.
Yeah.
So I don't know what I guess I just say I'm not gay.
Yeah.
And then I feel like I should apologize, you know, like, sorry, I'm not gay. But then I feel like that's weirdly like narcissistic of me to think that like it's such a horrible letdown for this dude to find out that I'm not gay that I have to apologize.
Yeah.
But then he was hitting on me. So is it really so out of line to, I don't know, but I would say I'm not gay.
Yeah. I pictured you saying something because you have,
and then I would murder him.
You have image issues. I don't know. I just pictured you saying something like, what are you, crazy? You're gay, man.
No, but that sounds
like pretty boy.
That sounds like fishing for compliments though. That's the same kind of unintentional encouragement that I did by saying I have body issues.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Because when he put his hand up my shirt, he said, no, you don't. Which is so the wrong thing to say if I actually meant it. Like, no, you don't have body issues. Oh, I don't? Well, little did I know.
What a rapist, yeah.
Yeah. He was a grapist. That's a gay rapist.
Mm-hmm.
So the next thing, on the Facebook is Miss Nick saying, I'd probably become unconscious, which I think was in response to Gavin saying, if dude started hitting on you, how would you handle it? And I'm not entirely sure what Miss Nick means by this. I don't know if she means like if this is a low, because she did a frowny face.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is like a low self-esteem thing. Like I'd be so shocked that dudes were hitting on me that I would pass out.
Sake.
Or if it's like, if dude, maybe she was making a joke, like, because hitting could also mean hitting physically. So maybe the joke is beating her, she would fall unconscious.
Only in the UK that
I don't know. That would I'm not sure.
Be interpreted that way.
If it was just, if it was the second one, then it's just a corny joke.
Yeah.
If it was the first one, then Miss Nick, stop being such a girl.
Yeah.
Because I'm not gonna encourage that shit.
Yeah, I may hate you, but man, I would totally sleep with you.
See, that's what I wasn't gonna do.
Yeah.
When I said I'm not gonna encourage that shit, because I'm not gonna encourage the compliment fishing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fuck that. I'd toss you in the garbage.
Yeah. Now we both hate you.
Yeah.
Now you're going to the dumpster.
But I really wouldn't.
And then Eris Beyblade God Cousins says, how do you guys feel about furries?
We've covered this, but it's been a long time.
Yeah.
The whole furry thing.
We've talked about furries. Yeah. I mean, basically, love them. They're the best. I love the way that they dress up as animals and fuck each other. And they're the best. They're great.
No, they're not.
What? They draw the best cartoons.
No. They're all artists. Yeah.
I know we've talked about this, but
they're all masters of furry MS paint.
They are all artists, and some of them are actually pretty good. They're talented, but for some reason they all draw in the same style.
All of them, yeah.
I don't know where they learned this particular style, because it doesn't like, it's not like it looks like Disney or it looks like Warner Brothers stuff.
It doesn't even look like anime. Yeah.
But it's like this weird particular furry style. Like they, whatever brain damage they have that makes them think they're an animal also makes them draw this one particular way. Yeah. Like they can't help it.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is. And it doesn't matter if it's like a relatively benign drawing of like a squirrel man, like on a hike or like some kind of hippopotamus woman with 20 breasts. Mm. Either way, it's always the same drawing style.
Yeah.
I don't know how or why maybe it's a like this, the whole thing is just a prank that this one dude is playing on the entire internet. Yeah. This one super prolific dude is out there just posting all these forum posts and making all these pictures and all these accounts on these different websites.
Yeah.
And he's like hiring people to wear costumes and go to conventions.
Yeah.
It's just this horrible, horrible prank that's gotten out of hand.
I don't know. Money on that. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. But how do I feel about furries? They're creeps.
Oh, yeah.
They're fucking creeps. They're weirdos. And, you know, I'm fine with them on a very basic level in the sense that, you know, do what you want to do.
Yeah.
You know, same as anybody else, but they're creeps.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want them hanging around.
I love that saying.
Get off my lawn. You fucking wolves. And then Eris also says, sorry for getting you fired and talking to me, because he's got this thread he's been posting in on our forum, in the Electrogenesis forum, called, I forget what it's called exactly, but basically the theme of it is pictures of chubby Rei Ayanami. Rei Ayanami is a character from Neon Genesis Evangelion, and he's drawing her fat, and he just keeps doing it. Okay. And I kind of love it because it makes no sense, but he just keeps doing it. And but the last one was her naked, and I looked at it at work.
Oh no!
And I said, I said, great. Now I'm fired. But yeah,
Jesus Christ.
So now I'm fired.
Yeah,
it's gonna free up a lot of time.
You'd get away with that though. Somebody comes up behind you, you could explain yourself.
Actually,
I never understood that. Like,
one of the nice things about my work is that they don't really monitor that shit at all. Like, it would have to be somebody standing behind me.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's monitoring my internet activity or anything to see what I'm looking at. We have no banned websites.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of workplaces that have internet access, they have websites that are like blacklisted. You can't go to them.
You can't watch any streaming video or go to their websites. Yeah.
And there's nothing like that at my work. So actually, it would have to be somebody seeing me looking at it. And I bet I could talk my way out of it. I don't think they're going to fire me because of a cartoon picture of a fat chick naked.
You know what I've never asked? When you're surfing the web, are you doing that like against the rules or are you on break?
No, I do it. I only do it on break.
Okay. I was going to say.
I've seen other people do it when they're not on break.
Yeah.
So I could probably get away with it, but okay. I only do it on break. To be honest, I have enough work most of the time that if I did surf the internet when I'm not on break, I wouldn't get my work done and it'd just pile up. So, yeah.
Just thought I'd ask.
So that's everything on the Facebook. And there's just a teensy bit more on the old Twitter. Gavin says, do Orion and company really drink that much? It sounds impressive, disturbing, and expensive.
Like regarding what we did in the past?
I guess so. Because, yeah, it's definitely, well, I haven't been there, but it sounds like it's definitely cut down a lot.
Oh, yeah. God, it was expensive, but we could do it and had money left over. We'd be late on rent. But we never thought about like, oh, we spent all that money on beer.
Right.
It was basically, oh, we paid all these other bills and they all kind of happened at once. Now we're out of money.
Realistically, how many beers would you say you were drinking a night?
Oh, probably 10 to 12.
Okay.
A night.
A night. Yep. That's just you?
Yep. Just me.
So then Aldi was also drinking what, like 6?
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably because I figure she's drinking less than you.
Oh, yeah.
But she was also drinking fairly heavily. Mm-hmm. It's not like she'd have a beer. So yeah, I mean, I don't think that's insane, but it's heavy drinking.
It's pretty heavy.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. And we knew it and we both had the same philosophy. Fuck. I don't know. It's like you live once. This is the only time of your life you can kind of get away with it in a social aspect. People looking at you, you know, oh, we're in our 20s. We're partying. Oh, they're in their 20s. They're partying.
Yeah.
You do it later, you're a fucking loser, alcoholic piece of shit.
Well, and also, like, I'd been there when this would happen.
Yeah.
And most nights, it wouldn't get that crazy. Like, you would drink whatever, 10 to 12 beers, and you would get pretty drunk, but you wouldn't get crazy drunk.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen you crazy drunk. I've seen you, like, I'm so drunk that I need to take my clothes off and go outside. Yeah. I've seen you that drunk. But most nights it wasn't even close to that. It was like we're just chilling out watching TV.
We'd be up for hours.
And we may get a little sillier than we are when we're not drunk. But
it'd
that's all it was.
12 beers between 9 p.m. and like almost 6 a.m., you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
really, it wasn't that. It wasn't like just crazy, crazy times.
Shotgunning.
But if I drank as much as you were drinking then, I would be crazy every night. So. It depends a lot on the person. Like, you're the type of person who can fucking handle it. And I don't know if that's genetic or if it's that you've built up a tolerance or both.
For sure, yeah.
It's probably a little bit of both because it does seem to affect me differently. And I think it affects a lot of, you know, different people differently.
Everybody's different.
Right. But yes, so he really was drinking that much. Mm-hmm. And Aldi really was drinking that much. And it is impressive. And disturbing and expensive.
Mm-hmm. We have hundreds, I'm not fucking kidding, hundreds of videos documenting like not nearly night after night, but almost just fucking videos.
On your laptop?
Silly.
With the like iMovie or whatever?
Yep. In some of them, some of the conversations we're having. I should put some of those up. I'm a little embarrassed, but you know what? Fuck it.
There was that one of Aldi peeing in the sink. That was a good one.
And then she quickly jumps off and like hides behind the wall and peeks over. Are you filming? Fuck yeah, I'm filming. This is, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. God. So I guess you guys did get a little crazy sometimes. But
just silly.
Do you have more things you want to talk about? I think we're getting close to the end here because that's all the Facebooks and Twitters and stuff. I do. Okay.
But they're not time sensitive, so I can save it for next show.
Okay. It's up to you. There's one more thing I want to kind of address.
Yeah.
And that is I want to know, you guys listening, most of you do not have t-shirts. Almost nobody has ever bought a t-shirt. And I do not blame you. I've mentioned this before, but our Zazzle store that we sell our t-shirts through, the way it works ends up being super expensive. It's like $36 for a shirt. It's ridiculous.
Ouchie.
So I do not blame you for not buying a shirt. But I wonder if you would buy a shirt if they were considerably cheaper, like say around $13.
Yeah.
Because I may have a way to make this happen.
He's got connections.
And they'll potentially be better quality t-shirts and they'll look better and we'll be able to offer more options and more designs and things. And so I'm wondering, if you could get an Itch Hat t-shirt for around $13, would you get one?
Yeah.
Let me know. Because I just love the idea of people having our shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I will say that if I do this, we won't make any money off of it because I want to not mark them up. I want to make them as accessible as possible.
Yeah.
So that would be as cheap as I could go. It would be about $13.
Mm-hmm.
So let us know.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I guess, is a show.
Yeah.
And so... you can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or you can email me at orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com. God damn it.
And you can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
And you can check out the forums, ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum. And there's the Twitter and the Facebook, twitter.com/itchhat and facebook.com/itchhat. And you can donate and send us all your monies, unless you're saving them up for one of these hypothetical t-shirts. That I would understand. But otherwise, send us all of your money.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't need it, and I do.
Yes.
All right. And all so right. That's the show, right?
That should do it. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll check you next week.
Word.